Breathe. The Stress Less podcast is brought to you by iBelieve.com and is a part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I am so happy to be with you on another show for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. It's so wonderful to spend some time with you. And it's a privilege to be able to share some stories together. And I want to invite you to just relax as we take a few moments to pause and explore another topic. And it's about choosing joy. I love what Henry Nouwen says. He's a Dutch theologian and professor at Harvard Divinity School who gave up his life of prestige to care for the mentally and physically handicapped. Living among adults who express joy freely, like children, no one never felt so loved. He says, joy does not simply happen to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day. What's wonderful is a study at Brigham Young University shows that sharing positive experiences leads to heightened well-being and even more energy. It's true. Research confirms that when you share what gives you joy, that joyful feeling increases and lasts longer. So what do you think about this whole topic of joy? Is it easy for you to choose joy? Is joy a part of your regular experience in life? I'm really curious about that. Last time on episode 5, we talked about how you feel matters to God. And so not just through the hard times, but Jesus wants us to experience joy. That is a feeling. He said in John 15:11, these things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. So in your most quiet moments, maybe like me, you have wondered if joy is worth choosing, whether you are worth prioritizing. Jesus hears your unspoken longing for joy. Jesus whispers, you are worth it. Joy is meant for you. Well, I am so excited to talk about this topic because it's one of the most exciting parts whenever I go lead Rest and Refresh conference for church groups or for any ministry groups, or when we do an exercise on exploring what gives us joy. It's like the most powerful thing. It's the most powerful thing when women feel like they can connect again with what gives them joy. And faces just light up. So I am so happy to be able to talk about this topic with you. I'm curious, what gives you joy? We're going to be exploring a scripture today that can inspire us and hear a little story. And as you hear mine, I hope it inspires and sparks a story in you as well. And one of the things that I have created is a set of 6 videos and a book study for Whispers of Rest, where I filmed it at all the different places that give me joy, at the beach and the ocean's waves, also in the mountains, among the trees and the woods, and also at a creek, moving water, and a meadow. And I talked about the poppies on our last podcast in episode 5. And so I went to that trail that I always go to, and I wanted to share that place with you. And so every video explores a different aspect of soul care. And just watching the videos, you'll be able to experience rest. I have scripture in it where you can just really reflect and soak it in. So go to whispersofrest.com and you'll see that there's a soul care package that you can get. And I would love to be able for you to enjoy that. Also, when you go to whispersofrest.com, you'll see that there's going to be a link there for Ask Bonnie. So if you have a story to share, please share with me. Or if you have a question you'd like to ask, I'd love to hear all about it. Okay, so when I was little, and actually still am, I am a night owl. When the house is really quiet and the moon starts waking up, that's when I start waking up. But this wasn't always true. I have once loved getting up early in the morning, and there was a reason. Because in high school, the extracurricular classes like orchestra began at 7 a.m. That's like zero period before the morning bell. So I lived far from school on the other side of the railroad tracks. So I'd wake up at 5:30 a.m. and take the bus. Number 55, I still remember, I'll never forget, I took it for 4 years. And the bus would lurch to a squeaky stop and the wobbly back doors would swing open and then I would sleepily disembark in front of Fremont High. Walking through the empty hallways of that school auditorium at dawn felt so peaceful. I can still hear the click of my violin case that I would open once I settled myself into the chair on the stage in the auditorium. The room would be dark, except for the spotlights that shined on us as we practiced. There was just something really beautiful and simple, just quietly alluring about getting lost, doing something you enjoy. And my violin, even though it was a loner from school, I never had private lessons. It was just, you know, the school music program. I loved the sound of the bow gliding across the strings, playing in unison with the others in our orchestra. And we moved together by that same music. I didn't have to be good at it, but for one magical hour of the day, time flew by for me. I was happy. Playing the violin gave me joy, joy of music in my heart. Yet the option to choose it was left in my hands. So, you know, God invites you to also quietly lay down the things you do out of performance and busyness and instead open the gifts that He's placed in you, joy. So what gives you joy? When did you hear music sing in your soul as a little girl? Did it happen when you rode your bike or dipped your brush in paint? Or wrote in your journal? Or did you feel joy when your hair flew as you danced, when your fingers touched the keys at your piano, or maybe you would sing in front of the mirror with your hairbrush? Maybe you spent hours creating a world with your Barbie dolls, laughing on the swing with a friend, or dusting your hands in flour baking with grandma, fishing with grandpa, or maybe you just love reading your book and lying there in your bed. Or maybe like me, you didn't have a lot of childhood memories where you spent getting lost in joy, but you secretly longed to explore what gave you joy. So some people don't have very many experiences in childhood that gave them joy. So, but maybe there are things that you would have wanted to try. But maybe some of you have had wonderful, joyful childhoods, but somehow along the way, you lost spending time enjoying them because you found it hard to prioritize joy and time for yourself, to enjoy something that gives you pleasure. Maybe as you grew up, somewhere along the way, you have felt hesitant to commit time and money or resources to choosing joy because you're afraid that if it's not something you can market, if it's not something that you feel you're an expert at, or somehow you can help others with, you might feel it's a waste of time. It's not true though. Joy may feel selfish, but it isn't. Joy is your heart's response to God. When you reclaim your rightful place in this world as someone that is seen and valued and important, and that place is you as God's beloved child. So really taking time for joy, choosing joy challenges you to ask yourself whether you believe you are worth prioritizing. And so I want to turn to the passage because for me, growing up oldest in a single parent family, I grew up fast. You know, I grew up with an old soul right away and joy just seemed like a luxury. Joy was like a bonus and I always felt I didn't have to have it. That I'm still okay without it. And maybe it was more for others, but not for me. But Jesus obviously didn't leave me in that place. He drew me on a journey to show me, no, Bonnie, joy is very, very important to me, because the joy that you feel when you watch your children, I have two boys, and I love watching them play soccer when they were little. That was one of the sports that I had wanted to play. I didn't get a chance to play, but I wanted them to play soccer. You know, I would never say, and other parents out there, you know, we would never say to our kids, oh, you're never going to be able to be a professional athlete, so why take soccer lessons, you know, classes, or why play baseball, or, you know, fill in the blank, why do X or Y? Why play the piano if you're not going to be a professional? We would never say that, right? We'd never say to a child, we know what, you're never going to sell paintings in a gallery, so, you know, don't paint, don't color. No, we would say, oh my gosh, this is great. You should do it. Just try it. And we have a joy. And I realized my Heavenly Father looks at me. Does he see me choosing joy? Does he see me experiencing joy? And at that time in my life, you know, on my journey to stress less and to breathe and, you know, hear God's whispers of rest, I realized no. And I thought, gosh, how sad that would be. I would never want that for my child. And yet that is how my Heavenly Father feels. That's how Jesus feels when he looks at us, at me, when we just choose to stress ourselves out, wear ourselves out, and just not have any joy in our lives. It began a new journey for me. And I told God, I said, oh, I need to see this in the scriptures. That's what's going to give me the ability to really embrace this. Because, you know, it just felt too wasteful or guilty or selfish to do that if it wasn't like helping others. Do you relate to any of this? I'm really curious if you relate to any of this. Well, Jesus pointed me to a beautiful scene where he had a child, children around him. It's a scene where I think a lot of us are familiar, but I'd like you to listen to these words by picturing yourself, the little girl in you, standing in front of Jesus. Listen to Jesus tenderly reassure the child in you to prioritize joy. Okay, so picture yourself as a little girl standing in front of Jesus, and he whispers to you. This is from Mark chapter 10, 14 to 16, Matthew chapter 18, verse 4, and chapter 9, verse 37. Okay, here's Jesus speaking to you. Don't push these children away. These children, the child in you, are at the very center of life in God and in the kingdom. Anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And anyone who welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me. Don't push the child in you away, friend. Jesus' words tell us that you are the greatest in God's kingdom, that you best experience God's presence when you give yourself permission to be like a child who vulnerably chooses joy with Jesus. Isn't that the first thing you think of when you think of a child? You know, they're just so joyful. You give them a toy, or you play a game with them, or you talk with them, and they just love, they love being happy. They love joy. And so think about, that's how your Father feels when he sees you choosing joy. When you make time to choose joy as God's little girl, as his beloved daughter, you begin to welcome spending time with Jesus. These words changed me, friend, because Jesus said, if anyone welcomes a little child like this on my behalf is welcoming me. So the times in your day or in your week or your weekend when you choose joy, you are welcoming Jesus. You're welcoming Jesus into your life and into your heart. It totally redefined the importance of prioritizing joy. Joy is spiritual intimacy with God. Dear Jesus, thank you for simple joys and gifts that you've given to me. No matter how much time has passed, the little girl in me who feels joy is still safe with you. Revive that part of me now. Breathe your Holy Spirit into me and fan the flames. Give me courage to choose joy with you today. I hope that this prayer just continues to grow like a seed that's planted. Give yourself permission to put aside whatever keeps you from being a child, a beloved child with Jesus today. Choose the little things that give you joy. Be God's beloved. So let me ask, what have you enjoyed getting lost in doing that once gave you joy? What are the things you enjoyed as a little girl? What were your favorite places? What are your favorite activities? What are the things that you collected? The people you enjoyed being with. As a little girl, what was the music you were drawn to? Or the colors that you loved? Or the foods that you loved to eat? What were the experiences that brought you joy as a little girl? Today's challenge, Soul Care Challenge, is for you to choose joy. Whatever it is that gave you joy. I really want to encourage you to take advantage of that. And so you can welcome Jesus into your day. I want to invite you to also come and sign up for my weekly newsletter, because I love sharing the moments that spark joy in me, that help me to open my heart to God's presence. I want to share those with you, and the links to the articles that show these studies and the scripture, I like to share them. So sign up at thebonniegray.com and you'll see a big subscribe button, and grab a copy of my book, Whispers of Rest. You'll be able to enjoy 40 days of beautiful devotionals that give these scriptures and also soul care tips for you. And I hope that you're enjoying this. I'm enjoying our time together. Remember that you are loved, you're cherished, you're worth it. Just rest.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian prayer meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian prayer meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.